We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, and we are starting the brand new Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah now is going to be Mechayesh Tos Din Ben Pekua, and it's Taka Pella that we're already more than six blot into the Perek, and we should have known already what Ben Pekua is. We should have had this Mishnah first. Why are we starting with all the Mishnah of Yotzei, and now we're going to tell you about Ben Pekua? It's a Pella. We told now we assumed we knew very good that the Uber, yeah, the Uber is mutter to eat. And we ask a question, he sticks his hand out, and now this Mishnah is now telling us the first time about a Ben Pekua. So they all asked the Kasha, and one of the two tomorrow is that Eil Treifus was about Treifus, and we continue Treifus in Dafayim Vav, in this parak also. So we first brought in sticking out the hand, because that's a din of Treifa, a boss of a Sada Treifa Loisachelu. And then now, once we mention treifa, we have to explain now what's a ben pekua. I won't go back to treifa very soon, and that's why I involve. Zog to Mishnah. Hashoichet es habehema. If someone shechs a behema, matzah ba ben shmoy nechai, or not a full-term uber, an eight-month uber that's alive, or a mace, or was dead, or a ben tisha mace. So these three options, everyone will agree that you're mutter to eat this uber. That's the din we learn of a pasuk, called be behema techelu, eat be behema. So, you cut it open, this ben pekua, you cut it open, you take out the dam, because you can't eat the dam from this, even though we'll see in the Gemara that the chelev and the gid could be mutter, chelev and the gid are not mutter, but the dam is not mutter, and you have to take the dam out. But, matzah ben tishachai, but when you, after you shechted it, you open the mother's stomach, you find inside it a full-term uber that's alive and walks around, Toin shchita v'chayev oisus v'noit. Rameh holds it needs shchita. There's no din pempeku on that. V'chayev oisus v'noit. You can't shecht this and its mother the same day. Rameh, which means you can't shecht this uber today because you can't oisus v'noit. Rameh. V'cham argue. V'cham argue. Shchitas ima matarasa. Shchitas ima is matarit. Because we know why. Because according to Rabbanon, the only time it starts needing a shchita is if it's full term and it's born. It has to be born. But if it's not born, which means it was the mother died first, and then you opened it up, and the mother had a shechita, so then it does not need a shechita for this ben pekua. Rab Shimon Shazuriyah, Mer Philip ben Chomeshanim, even if it's 5 years old, the chayrish, and it's walking around and it's plowing, besada shechitas ima terasa. The shechita of the imam was mitarit, and this sounds very similar to Rabbanan. We have to know the Gemara was asked a kasha. What's the difference between Shimon and Rabbanan? It's a very good kasha. Kara, now new case. If you didn't shech the mother, let's say Kara, you cut it open, it died, you cut it open, that's Pasha, because the mother was not geshechten. Ben Pekul only works if you shech the mother, and again, we have a mei and the chamim. What's the nafgir to the chamim? One case. Ben Tes Chai is the nafgir to the mei and the rabbana. According to the mei, it still needs a shechita, because it needs a shechita. Why? Because it's not called Ben Pekul, because it was full term and it's alive. According to the Rabbanan, until it has a Leida, until it's born, it's not considered a Om Behema, it's considered a Ben Pekua. So to Gemara. Omer Rabbi Loza, Omer Rabbi Shaya, Loi Hilchu Boy El Iske Shchita Bavad. It's going to the Rabbanan Shita. The Rabbanan said that this Ubar is mutter to eat without Shchita. He says it's only the Gabi Shchita that he says is Halacha. Now what does that mean? Lemutei Mai. So to Gemara, Lemutei Chelba V'Yidai. You're going to tell me now it means that the chelev of this ben pekua and the gid anasha cannot be eaten. Even though you would say it's a limb of the animal, it's not its own behemoth. Why can't I eat the chelev and the gid? No, you can't. I only said the gav is shchita, that's it. But frankly, it's not true. Chelbe demai. You don't even chelbe the shalil. If it's only chelbe of the ubar, miflek pligi, it's part of the machlaikas. It's not only done a braisa. Gid anasha, noyig b'shalil, v'chelbe yasa. The ramei. Ramei holds the gid anasha, noyig b'shalil, and the chelev is awesome. And Rabbi Yehuda Eimer ain't noyig b'shlul. It's not noyig by the ubar v'chel by mutter. The chel is mutter. Va'om Rav Lazo Rav Shaya. Machloik is ben tes chai. This whole machloik is by ben tes chai v'halach and it's walking. V'halach Ramei el shitasai. V'halach Ramei el shitasai. Ramei goes shitasai holds that this behema needs a shchita. So of course then the chel and the gid is awesome. Rabbi Yehuda lo shitasai. Yehuda lo shitasai. So what are you talking about? You tell me it's only gabi shchita. It's not true. A ben pekua is gabi shchita. Gabi the chelev. Gabi gid anasha. So what do you mean? It's lo helchu b'al shchita. So Gemara attempts another pshat. According to Rashi, you don't have this girsa. The Gemara attempts another pshat. That Rav Oshia is not talking about an uber b'chlal. Elach chelbei the gid. That he was saying that chelbei the gid l'kuliyam is also, which means the chelav of the gid anasha, not an uber, regular behemoth. For the Gemara, it's mitzvah plig. It's also machlokes. Tan, you get a nasha. When it comes to get a nasha, according to the Rameyer, mechatit achra v'chol makom. You have to, any fat that comes from getting a nasha, even when deep into the basar, into the meat, you have to take that out. V'chol makom v'shiv v'choytich shavne v'ekroi. You have to take out the gid that's going anywhere and all the shuma and all the fat going anywhere. The Rameyer. Rabbi Yudah megoyim ay mashufi. You cut it by the end of the limb. You cut it off right there, and you're fine. You don't have to do nikur. You don't have to find all the different veins coming out of that gid going into the basar. You don't have to find that. And Metzshem, when we get to Parag Gid Anasha, we'll have a better understanding of what this machlekes is. But in any case, he says it's also machlekes. It's not true. It's not true. You're saying that that's a kuliyam asa. So what's going on over here? So what in the world's going on here? Well, what was Rav Lazar Mishra saying? Eliyit me'achiyit me'ah. This is what he's saying like this. Omer Rav Lazar Mishra, le'hilchu boy al iski achila bavad. The whole din of the Rabbanon is that if you have this ben pekua, you'll have to eat it. You don't have to be shechted. But it does have a din of behemoth like other things. Lemutai roivai b'chayrish boy. There's a din of kalayim that is in the shar chamar yachtav, whatever you call that. Le'sachar shvar v'yachtav, that's called kalayim, it's called kalayim. But le'inalabish b'chayrish chamar v'shar yachtav that has the same din of this shar. Don't say it's like a walking, it's a walking foot, a walking kidney. No, it's a behemoth. It's a behemoth. You have a din of le'sachar shvar v'yachtav. What's a roivai? Lo'ach is a adam ha'roivai behemoth. It gets misa. Same thing with this behemoth. Don't tell me it's not a behemoth. A bad it's a behemoth. We just said this behemoth is in ishchita, but of course it's a behemoth. So that's the saying. Lemute roivai v'charish by a deer is a din behemoth even for rabbanim. Like Rashi is like hilchu bechachavim b'shlil behetazed. The only mashle behemoth. The vada loika, vada gemalkus for that, a vada has a din of a behemoth for that. Very good smack. Omrav simbalakus. Ledivre hamate bechelbay, the one who holds mutter bechelbay, which means the Rabbanon, who holds, and the Rabbi Huda holds that it's a ben pekua, it's mutter di achchita, it's mutter bechelev, mater bedamay. It's mutter in the dam. Dam is also mutter. Divriya oise bechelboy, oise damay. And according to Rameyu, chelv is also, the dam is also. Rabbi Yechiel says, no. I'm a divriya mater, the mater bechelboy, oise bedamay. Dam is different. Dam is also no matter what. Chokis v'yechiel and mishlokish. So the obvious question is our Mishnah. Eis v'yechiel and mishlokish. We have a case in our Mishnah where there's a case where it's a kuliyam ben pekua. What's that? The ben ches. Kuliyam ben pekua. And what does Rameyu say? So Rameyu says you have to take the dam out. You have to carry moitzes damai. Like Rashi says, I'm a fill ben ches to kuli. I'm a chel by mutter. Still, it says kaira. Yeah, the dam is not mutter. Even if the chel is mutter, the dam is not mutter. So it's a kashon Rosh Lakish. Bob bekashon. I'm Rav Zera. You're right. We have to tweak Rosh Lakish. I'm Rav Zera. Loi marashay ainoish karos. That all he said was that matav damai means that there's no karos. Avad there's a laugh, but there's no karos. What's the pshat? Why is there no chorus? Because he's saying, L'divrei amater, there's no chorus. Why is no chorus? Because he says, if you hold that it's mutati u'at shchita, does it have any dama nefesh? No, it has no dama nefesh. It's dead already. It's geshachten. So it's only dama tamtzis. Dama tamtzis means the dam that comes out after it's dead. And that dam is only alive, no chorus. So that's what Pesach is saying. L'divrei amater, it's considered dama tamtzis, not considered dama nefesh. Rabbi Yechon will say, no, it's called dama nefesh, because it's ma'is palpatish, it's dama nefesh. But that would be the machlekes. So we're tweaking Rav Zera. I'm Rav Zera. Loim Hashem Einish Karos. So the Laman Karmina. Who's the one who holds Divrei Amata? Who's after Rav Yehuda, right? Laman Karmina Rav Yehuda. Lo Yehela Dama Tamsis. The Tam and Danya Dama Tamsis Bazar Rav Yehuda Amata Karos. What do you mean? Dama Tamsis Rav Yehuda is that Karos. So let it be Dama Tamsis. So how can you tell me Divrei Amata here? It's taka only alive because not Dama Nefesh Dama Tamsis. Okay, but Dama Tamsis Rav Yehuda is Karos. So the Gemara take Gemara of Yisrael, the Rav Sala, Chassidah, Kamei Rav Papa, Islay the Rav Yehuda like this: Dam v'chol dam. His whole makar, the dam atamtzis, his chayiv karos is from a ribuy. It says v'chol dam. It's in the pasuk that v'chol dam. So he says, Dafka, if you have dam nefesh, do you have v'chol dam? Kol heichad v'chayiv adam nefesh, v'chayiv adam atamtzis. Kol heichad lo v'chayiv adam nefesh. But here you don't have dam nefesh, lo v'chayiv adam atamtzis. Very good smack. Very good smack. Asugya so far, very clear, very good smack. So the Baravaita. A Bailuhu. We know that if someone has a firstborn chamar, so really he has to give it to the Kayim, the chamar. doesn't belong to him. It's a petach hamar, even though it's not a kosher animal. But you can repay it with a seh. Hamar is much more expensive than a seh. Hamar is like a U-Haul truck, and a seh is like a small Mazda. So it's no shaykhah. So a hamar is much more valuable than a seh. So you give the seh to the kayin, which is less than the value of a hamar, but that's paidit. So there is a cost of the entire. You give a seh to the kayin. The question is, could I give a ben pekua to the kayin? Why is that a shayla? Because you can't give him a whole basket of rib steak. You can't give that to him. Unless it's the same value as a chamar. But again, a chamar is a Yule truck, costs $100,000. You can't give him so much meat. So you want to give him the meat the size of a seh. No good. Here the question is, this seh, that's a ben pekua, it's meat. It's rib steak. That's all it is. Because it's not alive. That's the question. Could you use a seh for pidyon petach chamar? Ba'alu, ma'u liftois ben pekua. Aliba the Rav Meir who holds that you have to do shechita lo yisabayar lo. Give him the amatan shechita semayu. It's a regular, full-fledged, all-around set. Ki sabayar lo aliba the Rabbanon. The Amri shechita is ima matarasa. According to Rabbanon, hold that shechita is ima matarasa. Mai. Given the Amri shechita is ima matarasa, since the mother shechita already made it mutatit kibisha v'tekulatahu. It's like rib steak in a basket. Maybe you can still call it a set. It runs around, my set. It moves around. It's not a rib steak. It moves around. It's not a shechita. So the question is that a set or not? So we have machlekes over here. Mazut Rama ain't poidim. You cannot use it. Ravashi Rama poidim. You could use it. So Mazut says ain't poidim. I'm like Ravashi to Mazut. My daito. Well, what's your pshat? Like, why are you not poidim? My set's a set. It doesn't need shechita. You're right. Why isn't it a set? So he says, why? You know, your reason is why? Because the Gemara says seh mem psachim. Because he's learning how to say seh from psachim. If that's the case,
that means what?
Oh, so what does that mean? So we'll stop there. Stop right there. Psachim, Rashi says, the first wide line, u'pesach ben beku apostle. Why? The caramel of a kachim ki evali, probably yotzidofen. You can't have a yotzidofen. Every ben beku is a yotzidofen. And therefore he says, it can't be kachim of pesach. We have a gzeres shava, seh. That the seh of the petach amar, it says the whole petach amar tifta b'seh, is learned as seh from psachim. It has to be the same thing as seh psachim. Just like a seh psachim can't be ben pekua, seh petach amar can't be ben pekua. That's the lima. So Rashi learns what's the lima, what's the vart? Because by pesach, it's ben pekua is no good because it's kiyavalid. Frank Taisvis, if that's the case, Rameyer would agree also. Why is it Rameyer? It's for sure a seh ma'alya. It's also a vlad that came out of Yetzidayfin. Therefore, Taisvis says different. Taisvis says because it doesn't need shechita. If you have a Karm Pesach, it doesn't need Shechita. Is that a good Karm Pesach? No. A Karm Pesach needs Shechita. Part of Karm Pesach. So that's why we know a Karm Pesach can't be a Ben Pekua. And that's learned out there. That's Taisa Pesach. We said over Rashi Pesach, and Taisa Pesach is what Pesachim, why you know, how you know Ben Pekua is not going to Pesachim. Either because Rashi says because he's Kivalid, and Taisa says because it needs Shechita. In any case, Marzutra says, ain't point, you know why? Because says from Pesachim. Freit the Gemara, Imala Alon, so you should need also for the Chamar, to Pater the Chamar, you should need a Zachar, and a Tomim and a Benchana. Afkan Zachar Tom Benchana. Zemara says, no, tifta riba. And the Pasuk says, V'chol petach amar tifta v'sev, and loy sifta v'rafta. Just, this again. It says two times sifta in the Pasuk. It's marba everything. Tifta riba, fill a kol mili, nami, let me marba even a ben pekua. And Cain says, Semailis, what's that said for? And Rashi says, Mestavra, that's a mayit, the case of ben pekua, because basar b'dekula. And umarba balmum and a cave umarba, but it makes sense that if we're going to leave something out, this is the ben bekua. So the Gemara nacha shayla. Ebayelu, ma'u limnos by rishon and visheni. The question is, if the after you shecht the mother, something touches the mother, a rishon, does the uber become a sheni, or the uber a rishon also? How much is the uber part of the mother?
While it's inside,
yeah. While it's inside, we're saying shechita works for it. So now, if you touch the outside, is the inside becoming a sheni or it's a rishon? So it's a machlokes. Ma'alos a rishon v'sheni. Yechidam a moyin of a rishon v'sheni. Rishon malakosom a moyin of a rishon v'sheni. Nase ke egois hamaskashkesh b'kliposai. It's like egois in its klipa. And here also, the mother is a klipa around Uber. It's a klipa around Uber. It's one nut. It's one nut with two hearts. That's what it is. So therefore, it's one tumma. That was Rish Lakish. Eis Rish Lakish Rav Yechanan. It says in our Mishnah, Habasa, which we had in the last Mishnah, Habasa Magen Avela, Divrei Meir. That means the Ubar, the hand that went out, is touching the Ubar. So he said, the Basa is Magen Avela, Divrei Meir. V'chomer Magen Trefa. Shchuta. It's considered only a trefa, not nevela. Bishlama. Now the question is like this. How does the Uber become Tamei? Where was the Hechsher on the Uber? Every Eichel needs water. Where was the Hechsher on the Uber? How could the Uber be Kabel Tamei now? From the Nevela, it's not Hechsher.
It isn't the Nevela.
What? No, the Nevela is only the hand. It says the hand makes the inside, the Uber, the rest of the Uber, Maga Nevela. What made the Uber Hechsher? How did it become Tamei? So Zogar Shlokas, I'll tell you Pshat. When he shecht the mother, there's dam, and the dam made the mother wet. The mother and the uba are the same being, the same knot. If it's the same knot, then it works for everything. You are two different objects. In my kasha, how to get kosher? How to get hechsher? Amalei b'shchita. The Zman Yoma says that the shchita alone that makes it a oichel is a hechsher also. Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds, we had this earlier on the Masech, Daf Lamed Gimel, that you don't need dam. That shchita alone is machshir behemah without dam. So that was one version that Rav Shlok is a kasher of Yechon. Now another version, another kasher the other way. Eisver of Yechon or Shlok. Here Yechon has a kasher Shlokas. It says Ovar benahar. If you have this ben pekua that jumped out of the mother's stomach after the shchita and it jumps into the water. Remember, you eat this guy. And he jumps into the water, so he's a piece of oichel. He's a walking oichel. He's a walking rib steak. So he jumps into the water, but avam benav hochsher halach beizekvaros. It goes beizekvaros. Nit became tamet. So bishlam ledid amin a trei gufin inu mishamalchi hochsher in loyochsher loy. First of all, the rib steak has to jump into the water because it never got hechsher. But for you, you shechted the mother. It was damn there. What's going on here? I dachta arves chad gufu haskasha bedamid imei. And my mother shach. If you hold the Rav Shimon, the shechita did it. If you hold not like Rav Shimon, the dam did it. So fear of Yechonah, why do you have to go in the Nahar? It has already Hechsher. Mamas of Bambakasha of Yechonah, it has Hechsher from the mother, either through the dam or through the Shechita. And for the Gemara on top of Ayin Hamer Aleph, for Shechita Yabeshto. Talking about a dry Shechita, there was no dam in the Shechita. And we don't hold like Rav Shimon. And therefore, there's Taka no Hechsher. The mother needed Hechsher also. With like Rav Shimon, and not like Rav Shimon. This is all not like Rav Shimon. So. Okay, so I think we're gonna have to stop over here, even though it's tickle in the middle of a sugya. So we're all the way on top of it all by Man Tana, Metzal Yom Shechaz over well, and we'll continue tomorrow from Man Tana. It's a hechsher. Yes, what's the question? Yes, what? Right, one goof, right. So the shechita of the mother should help a hechsher for the kid. The dam of the mother should be a hechsher for the child. Why does the rib steak have to jump into the nahar? It has hechsher on the mother already. Like we said, Manoshach has either from the dam or from the shechita has hechsher. Why is it going to Nar? Why is it going to Nar? Because Rabbi Yechonon. Bishlam of Fira Shlokish, the dam of the mother is the help for the child. Doesn't help the child. So the child needs hechsher. But according to Rabbi Yechonon, what does he need hechsher for? Teretz is, we're talking about a dry shechita. We're not going according to Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, you need hechsher for the mother also. You need hechsher. But if after the mother's hechsher, according to Rabbi Yechonon, helps for the Ubar.